Good evening and welcome to our Thursday evening prayer meeting at the church at Gun Hill. Let's join together in prayer for the many needs of our fellowship and for our situations in this current crisis. Lord, we thank you this evening that we can come together, albeit via the internet, and make our requests known to you. And Lord, we are grateful, Lord, that your word assures us that you hear and you answer prayer, and that, Lord, you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And so, Lord, we bring our request before you tonight and pray for your leading, pray for your guidance, pray for your direction, Lord, that, Lord, we might move forward in these difficult times, that, Lord, the gospel message shall not be quenched, but, Lord, we shall be able to evangelize and speak out the message of salvation, that people might be saved. Lord, we pray that you would enable us, that you would open doors, Lord, that we might progress, and that, Lord, your name might be glorified. And Lord, we bring before you tonight those who have need of healing, need of being set free from physical ailments, Lord. And Lord, we bring before you Rose. You know the problems that she faces. You know her current situation, Lord. And that, Lord, she spends time alone in her apartment. And Lord, you are her friend. You are the one that is with her all the time. And we pray that you will enable her to know and be assured of your presence, that she might commune with you and have fellowship with you. We pray that you would heal her from the various problems that she has, Lord, that you will free her from pain, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. And that, Lord, she might know that peace and joy in believing. Oh, Lord, we bring before you, Lord, the various conditions that she suffers that bring her pain. And pray you will set her free and keep her free from pain, Lord, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we pray also for Tom and Jean. We pray for Tom particularly, Lord, that you would heal him, Lord, from the condition that brings him pain and discomfort, Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray, heal him completely, Lord, and may he know your presence every moment, every day. And may Jean and Tom together know that fellowship and communion with you, Lord, every moment, every day. Lord, we don't know the situation with regard to Sheila Mara at the moment, Lord, but we presume that she's still in the Gilgrove home. We pray that you'll be with her there, provide her every need, and may, again, she know the joy of your presence with her every moment, every day. And Lord, we also bring before you Sheila Barr. And Lord, we haven't had any news recently, but Lord, we just pray that be with her, you'll strengthen her, that she may know that joy and peace in believing. And any physical ailments and needs that she has, Lord, we pray that you would heal her completely in Jesus' name. And Lord, Debbie has brought before us the name of a friend of hers, Scott Mill. And Lord, he's in hospital with sclerosis of the liver and all the associated conditions with that. Lord, we pray that your hand would reach out to touch him, a brother in the Lord. Touch him and heal him, Lord, we pray. Set him free from this condition, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name. Lord, that he, as your word says, may know that joy and peace in believing. Pray for Anne, Lord, that you continue to be with her moment by moment, day by day. And Lord, that she may know healing and health in your precious name. And Lord, we bring before you those who have work situations which bring them into involvement with the virus. And Lord, we pray that you will protect and keep these people, Lord. Watch over them as they work for the blessing and for the benefit of others, Lord. We pray for Rose Joy, and we pray particularly for Rose Joy, for her husband, Lord William, who is back in hospital again. We pray that, Lord, you would touch him and heal him, Lord, of that cancer in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we pray that he might come to know you as Saviour and Lord. Oh, Lord, may he yield to your cry, Lord. May he yield to those who are urging him to commit his life to the Lord. Oh, Father God, we pray, move in his heart, move in his situation, Lord, in Jesus' name, that he may know not only healing of the body, but healing of the soul, that he might, Lord, know that cleansing through the precious blood shed on Calvary, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Shane working in hospital. We pray for Lisa and Kenneth and Grace and Abby working in care situations. We pray for Henry. Lord, protect and keep them, Lord. Watch over them and guard them, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we are so confident that you are able to meet every prayer because you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we pray that you will prosper the online programs that we put on the website, Lord, that people might be blessed through them. Lord, we pray for those who listen to and join in with the praise and worship and ministry of the word on Sunday mornings. Lord, may they be a blessing, Lord, and may people's needs be met through them. May there be guidance and direction. May there be blessing, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for Penny's brother, Tony Jordan, as he makes those readings from his book, Lord. We pray that they also shall find a resting place and an application, Lord, in the lives of those who listen to these scriptural teachings, Lord. And Lord, we pray for the children's stories, Bill West's children's stories, Lord, that they might be a blessing and might bring some teaching to any young children that listen. And Lord, we pray for this, our time of prayer tonight, that although we're separated by distance, yet we're united and one in you, Lord. And we pray that, Lord, as we bring these requests before you, we shall be united. We shall be united in an amen that, Lord, will assure answers to prayer. Lord, supply all our need, we pray, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for our country. We pray that you grant our government wisdom that they might make the best decisions in the current situation. And Lord, give us clear guidance that we shall know when it is the right time to open the church building again. Lord, we should not be limited by the building. And Lord, we pray that you will lead us to do now what we should be doing for you, Lord. Give us a revelation, we pray. Lead us, Lord, in avenues of service where we can share the gospel, where we can build one another up in the teaching of your word and in prayer. Lord, enable us, Lord, to continue to live as your people, your church, in the power and the might of your Holy Spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for our leadership team, myself and Anne and Penny and Dorman, and pray you will give us guidance and direction that we may know how and when to fellowship, to evangelize, to teach and preach your word. Give us the direction that we need in these difficult times, Lord. Give us the opportunities, Lord, and that when they arise, we might have the foresight to move in the direction that you are giving us. Oh, give us your wisdom, Lord, when and how to move out in victory. Oh, Lord, we just bring the whole situation before you, Lord. We're aware of a great need in this nation, a country that needs to know and to hear the gospel of salvation. And Lord, your people who need to be together in prayer and in ministry. And so many things are happening, Lord, to prevent that or work against it. Lord, we stand against the enemy. We stand against the satanic influences. We stand against the forces of darkness, Lord. And we rebuke them in the name of Jesus. We rebuke them in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, we may be able to progress as your people, Lord. As one body, Lord. In the might and the power of your Holy Spirit. And see victory after victory. In the precious name of Jesus. Lord, give us the victory. In every situation, we pray. Give us the victory in our the situation in our little church. Give us the victory, Lord, and may your church throughout this land know victory in Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless us, we pray. Lead us and guide us. Direct us, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, and now it's your turn to pray. Oh, and pray your heart out for this country, for the church in this country, for the work of the Lord, for the proclamation of the gospel, for the various ministries that we need in the power of the Holy Spirit. You bring your prayer requests before the Lord, and whatever your personal needs are, bring them before the Lord. And then when you finish praying, just click on the closing prayer button. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord bless you and enrich you greatly in him. Amen.